Welcome to Deep Relaxing Thoughts, a mindfulness podcast dedicated to helping you to relax. This is episode 3. Perhaps it's a challenging time for you right now. Sit back, grab an unsweetened iced tea with lemon and no sugar, and ask your mother to make you a nice sandwich with mayonnaise, maybe Miracle Whip. I don't know what you like. Anyway, sit back and relax, and let's take a deep breath. Now, I want you to fix your eyes on the ceiling, and I want you to sit down and relax. If you're not doing those two things, then you're not really being mindful. You need to be mindful of the things that go on in your life, and mindful means that you need to take responsibility for those things. So maybe you went to school, and maybe you cheated on a test, and you failed the test, even though you cheated. You need to be mindful of the fact that you actually did something wrong, and maybe you probably should go back and tell the teacher. Maybe you went to work and you showed up 45 minutes late and then you lied and said that you were there a half hour earlier than everybody else. You need to be mindful of that and tell the truth and go back to your work and give them the money back that you owe them for not showing up on time. So now let's just take another deep breath. I want you to picture some dandelions and maybe picture a little rabbit hopping around through the woods and maybe picture yourself, you know, on the golf course with some mint tea and a butterfly coming by and maybe a bumblebee bites you on the neck and causes red and inflammation and you end up in the urgent care. But that's okay. Don't worry about it. Just slap that bee away and maybe just relax and sit back and listen to an 8-track. Maybe it's Kenny Rogers, the Gambler, or maybe it's Diana Summer or something. I don't know. But anyway, just relax and just sit back and take a deep breath. Anyway, this is a podcast, a mindfulness podcast, and I hope you enjoy Deep Relaxing Thoughts. Please, if you could send checks for $500 to 123456 Smith Avenue in Berkshire, Illinois. Bye.